We use the word Creole a lot in New Orleans to define everything from gumbo to architecture. But the Creole culture has special roots, not only here, but also around the world. And it often has been misunderstood. Today, we're talking to Dr. Edward Anderson, jazz trumpeter, composer, and educator, and Barbara Trevine, Creole historian, researcher, and scholar, about the Creole culture in New Orleans and a new project that will trace its ties to Brazil. Welcome, Edward. Welcome, Barbara. Thank you both for joining me today.
Hi, Renee.
Tell me a little bit about Creole Connections, the project that y'all are working on.
Over the last several years, I've been working with a young lady in Brazil named Christina Miranda. And we've really been focusing on creating a dialogue and also a literal connection between young people in New Orleans and people in Brazil. A lot of rituals still remain in those cultures. What's very interesting is, and I was actually talking with Barbara about this because, as you can see, she's extremely knowledgeable.
I went to Brazil many, many years ago, and how I'm dressed today is like a Baiana lady, a lady who would perhaps be selling calas on the streets of Brazil, just like we had merchants here who the women, when they came, they brought their skills with them. So it's a crossover with the culture. And when you go to Brazil, and you go really just about anywhere, you see people that look like your relatives. So it's just a swapping.
So Brazil and New Orleans share very, very similar cultures in the Creole populations there in terms of music, dress, food. I think, Edward, you even told me once they have a version of Mardi Gras Indians.
Oh, definitely. Well, this is not just unique to Brazil. This is the Caribbean. This is Puerto Rico. This is Cuba. You know, this is actually the capital city is called São Luís. So it was actually colonized by the French at one time. And so the architecture is very much like the French Quarter. The energy is almost like stepping back in New Orleans, like going back 150 years. Because everyone's dressed in the traditional Creole clothing. And so you can actually kind of project in your mind what it must have been like to be in New Orleans, 150 years ago. And that inspired, from the standpoint of this project, we're talking about working with young people, that they could see themselves reflected in these mirror cultures. And we feel like we're a part of that experiment. We're part of that process.
Tell me about the experiment. You're going to do a documentary?
Yes. We're going to work on a documentary that shows the cultural immersion on both sides. That is some of our musicians from New Orleans. We're working with musicians that teach at NOCA. In that sense, we're going to bring some of these teachers there to introduce jazz. And one of the things that we talked about that I found interesting when I was there was that because of the fact that a lot of these kids or young people are exposed to jazz via internet, they might know a lot of the contemporary musicians. They know the Herbie Hancocks. They know Wynton Marsalis. They know these people, but they haven't necessarily had the exposure to really go back and learn who Louis Armstrong is or Jelly Roll Morton. So here's an opportunity to actually kind of catch them up on history and sort of fill in some of the blanks for them through instruction and through some historic information that I think they will definitely, I've been there. I know they're going to sponge it up. That's not even an issue. They just need to have this put in front of them. So that's going to be very exciting.
Well, I can't wait to see what y'all do next. Creole Connections will be holding an event in July. For more information on that and the organization and their plans for their film documentary about the similarities between Brazil and New Orleans, you can go to vianolavie.org or wwno.org. Thank you so much, Edward and Barbara, for being with us here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.